Hi there, welcome to The Res Experts. My name is Jason Bird.
I'm Danica Patterson.
I'm your co-host, Aaron Goodpipe.
And I'm Lonnie Elliott.
And today we're going to be discussing the fact that the city of Saskatoon wants to have Aboriginal names on their streets, parks, and neighborhoods. It's a new initiative that they passed just recently here in September, and right now they're currently in the process of renaming 16 different places. So I want to get some of the panel's thoughts. Is this something that we should bring to Regina as well?
I definitely think that we should bring it to Regina, considering Regina is, isn't it predominantly on Indian land? Isn't it called Pile of Bones? Isn't that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that too. As mentioned before, the Rough Riders actually have, is it their own neighborhood?
I think street names.
Street names. So I just kind of feel like, you know, First Nations people were here first, and we have some prominent key figures there, and honoring that with saying that they're honoring our culture, so, yeah.
The Métis contingent?
No, I agree with that, and I think it'll cause people to ask questions, and even as we were saying, like pronunciation, just getting that into the culture, and yeah, more so educating people.
Yeah, I really like that too with the pronunciation, because it forces people to have to remember these street names, so therefore they're kind of remembering our culture too, right?
So would you use syllabics? Is that something we could possibly use on street names, or would that be too confusing for the majority population?
No, I think that we probably should use syllabics. So if we look at the in the downtown core, right, they have a lot of streets down there where they actually use Chinese syllabics, mm-hmm. right, to name the streets. So mm-hmm. why would we not incorporate our own Cree syllabics or Sioux syllabics or whatever, right, into the street names?
So have like English and syllabics.
Yes, yeah, I agree with this too.
So who would you guys want to see on a like right now? They're changing one of these Saskatoon parks to Chief Darcy Bear Park. So that's one of the things they're doing in this initiative. What are some of the people that you think would be, I don't know, worthy of a street name park or a neighborhood?
Sitting Bull.
Oh, I second that one. Sitting Bull or Crazy Horse? Like, who wouldn't want to live on Crazy Horse Ave?
Just Crazy Avenue. That would be perfect for Regina.
Yeah, I agree with Crazy Horse as well. And we were talking kind of about Louis Riel, but kind of just throwing some more Métis names and influences in, I think, would be
Gabriel
good.
Dumont.
There's Dumont.
There needs
as well.
To be variation for sure with all the different...
What about any of the current leaders? Like, for example, Chief Darcy Bear Park. Darcy Bears, I believe, is the current chief out in Whitecap, Dakota.
Yes.
So would you think of anybody currently that, like Shawnee and Pete?
Shawnee and Pete Ave.
Shawnee and Pete Way. Or a park. Or a neighborhood.
Wow. You got to work your way up. Hey, you go street name.
She's up there.
Neighborhood, right? Oh, I'm just saying names in general would be pretty funny.
I just got like, can you guys think of anybody that you would think in this lifetime right now in the past 30 years, 20, you guys are 20, past 20 years, we'll see.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's a street or a boulevard named after Chief Pie Pot. Is there not?
Mm-hmm. I think there is in Regina,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's actually in Regina.
Like with the current pie plot?
Yeah. Well, I think it's because he's one of the signatories, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
sweet.
It's in the northern neighborhood. North, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. But that would be one current.
That would be one,
that's not even current. That's like from the 1870s, but okay. But anybody current, though? Like, I know that Oliver Brass has a school named after him in Saskatoon.
Ooh, and there's a Teresa Stevenson
Park.
Right? Teresa Stevenson Park.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
in the East End, I believe.
Yeah, which is
pretty
awesome.
I went through it a couple times, actually.
Right. What about the reserves? Do you guys think they could be, the street names or neighborhoods could be named after our reserves?
Well, I was even thinking like Chief Tony Cody, just with what he's done at the First Nations.
Right.
Oh,
that would
be so
sweet.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I think that would be huge for all that he's done for the FNU and he continues to do with the land rights.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
A good name. I like the idea of the reserves.
That would be really good. Yeah, I like
that's
that
a good
idea
one.
Too.
There's 76 bands right now, I believe.
76 street names.
Yeah, 76 different street names, park names, or neighborhood names. Even neighborhood names. I don't know if I've ever heard of an Indigenous neighborhood name yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard one.
I don't think so either. I can't think of one in Regina.
No.
I'm thinking maybe Saskatoon is working on one. They have 16 different things they're doing.
Wow.
But Regina actually doesn't have this initiative yet. There's no call from our mayor or from our council or anything like that. But is that something a group could take to them, do you think, in Regina?
I think so. I don't know whether or not it's been done before. Like, I know that it was only just within the past few years that Regina has actually incorporated the Indigenous flag and the Métis flag at City Hall, right? So
that's
a whole new initiative. So I think if there were enough voices put forward, it would be something that a group of people could do.
Right, we could get that.
Yeah, I second that. Like, at the university, for example, like the new Keswick Tower, right. I think it's important to kind of, in our institutions and everywhere else too, to kind of have those names. Yeah.
Okay, so why is it important?
Why is it important? Because we're from here, First Nations people were here as original inhabitants, right? And we're Treaty 4 people. And I just think it would be fair to have non-Indigenous and Indigenous both together, right?
Yeah, I think it's important because as an Indigenous person, we want to recognize that we are all treaty people. And in the province of Saskatchewan, we are all treaty people, everybody who lives in Canada, actually, right? So, and I think it's only fair that Indigenous people should be recognized as such and be honored as such.
Mm-hmm. What about the Métis contingent?
Yeah, even just with the, with the reconciliation, I think that's huge. And even as you're talking about like Chinatown and the downtown, how there's kind of that area already. So I think implementing something with like the Indigenous culture is like necessary, extremely necessary.
Mm-hmm. It needs to happen.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
All right. So that was today's topic for the Res Experts, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.